Hello and welcome to our program. Today we're going to talk about Cain and Abel, a couple of brothers from a few thousand years ago. Stay tuned. Bible says life is but a vapor. It goes pretty fast. And Cain and Abel, they lived here a few thousand years back. They both chose how they were going to live. One of them now is very happy he did it God's way. The other one, not so happy. What will you be? Let's listen to this message and song, Living for Jesus, a Life That Is True, Striving to Please Him in All That I Do.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway. Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other Master, my heart shall sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer His call, follow His leading and give Him my all. Thank you.
Two brothers, one named Cain, one named Abel. Abel decided he's going to live for Jesus, striving to please him in all that he did. Where'd that get him? Got himself killed. That's where it got him. Abel is mentioned 8 times in this portion of Scripture, 4 about coming into this life, and 4 about the fact that Cain killed him. We're going to look at that a little bit more in a minute here, but, you know, we've got a very fuzzy picture of what faith is really all about. We'll look at it in a minute. First of all, we see here in chapter 4, Cain is mentioned 16 times. It says, and Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. I guess as they looked at that little baby, they thought, well, what a great thing this is. They didn't know that he was going to turn out to be a murderer. It says in verse 2, Cain was a tiller of the ground. In verse 3, Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Now he's going to do the offering his way. But we read in verse 5, unto Cain and to his offering God had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Verse 6, the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And Cain, in verse 8, talked with his brother when they were in the field, and it says Cain rose up against Abel and slew him. Verse 9, the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? God asks a lot of questions that he already knows the answer to. He just wants a truthful answer from us. Like he said to Adam when he came into the garden, Adam, where art thou? He knew where Adam was. He wanted Adam to figure out where he was and admit where he was in his relationship with the Lord. Well, verse 13, Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Oh, yeah, poor Cain. Verse 15, and the Lord said unto him, therefore whoso slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Then in verse 16, we read, Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Cain, it says in verse 17, knew his wife, she conceived and bare Enoch. And then he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. Verse 24, if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And finally in verse 25, says, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, called his name Seth, for God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. What a testimony. Cain slew. First murder that's recorded in this world, recorded here in the book of Genesis chapter 4. Cain is also mentioned 3 times in the New Testament. Jude number 1 verse 11, woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain. And then in 1 John 3, verse number 12, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. And then in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 4, by faith, and I said a moment ago we have a fuzzy picture of what faith really is, we read here, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts and by it. And so here we are about 6,000 years after the fact, still speaking about what faith that Abel had. He offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Well, in Jude chapter 1 verse 11, it says, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Now, that word gone has been translated walk 9 different times. A walk is a slow, steady progress in a predetermined direction. Now, to be predetermined is to be established in advance. And so you look at the Word of God, you can walk according to the Word of God, or you can walk away from the Word of God, and you've already predetermined which way you're going to walk. Now, none of us, you know, we say, I'm going to walk the way of the Lord. We all stumble. Look at the examples we have in the Bible. But it's a predetermined direction. We decide, which way am I going to go? If you go the way of God, you're going to be glad you did when it's all over. So again, this word walk. 9 times it's translated walking or walk. In Jude 1 and verse number 16, it says they walked after their own lusts. In Jude 1 and 18, they were walking after their own lusts, ungodly lusts. Now, that's a strong word. The word has been translated desires 3 times, and it simply means they're walking after their own desires. They were walking after their own ungodly desires. What do you have to do to be ungodly? Well, you just, un means you're leaving God out of it. Ungodly. No, God's not in mind. I'm going to do my own way, my own time. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's what it is to be ungodly. So our life is full of choices and consequences, and as we go through the book of Genesis, we see people making choices, and we also see the consequences. Adam, he made his choice. But then Eve had to make her own choice. Cain made a choice. Abel made his. Noah, Noah's wife, Noah's children, Noah's daughters-in-law, each one of them individually had to make their own choices about what they were going to do in life. In the Bible, there's 3,237 different people. Every one of them made choices, and every one of us are making choices every day. And so if you're going to predetermine that I'm going to walk the way of the Lord, then it's not going to be an easy road, but it's going to be good when you get to the end of it. You'll be glad that you did. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. Well, we all decide. For instance, let me use an example here. Perhaps you said, I have chosen not to smoke cigarettes. That's a good thing. I have chosen not to smoke cigarettes. You don't go to hell for smoking cigarettes. You might get there quicker, and you might smell like you've been there and back, but you say, I'm not going to smoke cigarettes. I'm going to make that decision. All right? That's a good decision. Now, what do you decide about prayer? Are you praying? Say, well, I'm not smoking. No, are you praying? If you're not praying, then you've made a decision. I am not going to smoke cigarettes, and I am not going to pray. How about witnessing for the Lord? Have you witnessed anybody recently? Have you smoked a cigarette recently? No, I decided not to smoke cigarettes. Have you witnessed to the Lord recently? Well, if you haven't, it's because you decided not to. You're walking in a predetermined direction every day. Now, both Cain and Abel were taught the same doctrine. That is faith. That's what faith is. Faith is what we are taught. It's a doctrine. Paul said, I've kept the faith. He wasn't talking about keeping some warm, fuzzy feeling that he was doing the right thing. He was talking about keeping the things that he believed. The doctrine of God is what he believed. The Bible, when it talks about faith, you have the phrase, your faith, 24 times in the Bible. There's a big difference between your faith and the faith. Jesus said it this way in Matthew 9:29, according to your faith, be it unto you. Now, we get back into the Old Testament, and that's where we're dealing here in the book of Genesis. We find way back in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse number 20, he talked about a forward generation, children in whom was no faith. And then the only other reference to faith in the Old Testament is Habakkuk 2:4, where it says, the just shall live by his faith. Well, that's what Abel did. He was living by his faith, and not only was he living by his faith, he died as a result of what he believed. And so we see here that Abel was living by his faith, dying by his faith. What about Cain? He's one of those ones, a forward generation, children in whom is no faith. That is, that word that's used there in Deuteronomy 32:20 has been translated truth 15 times. He's not going to walk in the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Well, Cain said, I'm not interested in that. And simply because his brother was, he killed him. Now, concerning the subject of faith, let's look at it a little bit. It says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, now faith. Let's talk about faith, God said. Verse 4, by faith, Abel, he lived like he lived, and as we said, it cost him his life. Then in chapter 11 and verse number 4, it says, by faith, Enoch, what happened to him? He pleased God and was translated that he should not see death. So let's just let God be God. All right, Abel, here's what it's going to cost you to live by faith. Your brother's going to kill you. Enoch, what's going to cost you? You're going to be translated out of this world, not even see death. What about Noah, verse number 7? Well, by faith, Noah prepared an ark. See, Abel lived by what he believed. Enoch lived by what he believed. Noah lived according to what he believed. He believed God, so he prepared an ark. What about Abraham, verse 8? By faith, by what he believed, he obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. Can you imagine that? His wife says, where are we going? You've sold everything in this beautiful home we have here in Ur of the Chaldees. And where are we going? He said, I'll let you know when we get in the driveway. Because he didn't know. He went out not knowing whither he went. He just trusted God. Why did he do that? Because of what he believed. That's what faith is. Then by faith, Sarah, his wife, received strength to have a child when she was 99 years old. By faith, Moses was hid 3 months of his parents. They were not afraid of the king's commandments. And by faith, Moses, when he was older, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Why did he do that? Because of what he believed. What did he do? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. And then in Hebrews 11, it just says, and others. And what about these others? They had trial, a cruel mocking, scourging, imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin, destitute, afflicted, tormented. They wandered in the desert, and they wandered in the mountains and in the dens and caves of the earth. That's what their faith cost them. And then verse 13 simply says, these all died in faith. You get in the New Testament and look at John the Baptist. What did his faith cost him? Well, we read in Mark chapter 6, verse number 25, she, that is that wicked daughter that had danced before Herod, came in a straightway with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist. Well, John, what did it cost you to live by what you believe? Well, I got thrown in this wicked dungeon and then I got my head chopped off. That's faith. And then there was Stephen in the New Testament, Acts chapter 7. What did it cost you to stand up for what you believe? Well, it says they stoned Stephen, and devout men carried Stephen to his burial. Yep, he had faith. And there was Paul. Paul, he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he was in stripes above measure, in prisons very frequently, in death. Oftentimes he was right at the point of death. He said in verse 24, 5 times I received 40 stripes. Say one. Why? Because of what he believed. Then we read in verse 25, he said, 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, and late in the day I have been in the deep, floating around in the water. He said in perils, in verse 26, in perils, in journeyings, in water, in robbers, my own countrymen, the heathen, in the city, in the wilderness, in the sea, among the false brethren. He said, in weariness, and in painfulness, and in watching, and in hunger, and in thirst, and in fasting, and in cold, and in nakedness. Hey, Paul, what did it cost you to stand by what you believe? All that. By faith, it says, he lived for God. By faith, verse 28, besides those things, he said, and he lists this as though it was harder than all the rest of them, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Why did you worry about all those churches, Paul? Why didn't you just go home and have a barbecue? Well, because of what he believed. That's what faith is here. Acts chapter 14, it says, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Well, that's what his faith cost him that day. Well, we read, finally, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. He fought, and he finished, and he kept the faith. He kept it to the end, what he believed. How are you doing in that department? Well, recently someone said, cheer up, things could be worse, and I cheered up, and sure enough, it got worse. One thing you can rest for sure, that if you're going to stand and live for the Lord the way we should in this age of apostasy, you're going to be facing trials and situations that are going to be heartbreaking sometimes, but it will be worth it all when we see the Lord.
Oftentimes the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride. Forever over in God's eternity. Sometimes the sky looks dark with not a ray of light. We're tossed and driven on, no human help in sight. But there is one in heaven who knows our deepest care, that Jesus take your problem, just go to him in prayer. Life's day believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So bravely.